Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We continue our conversation on all fronts, 086 000 00959, and we can also take those voice notes on 063 688 0959. In a short while, I'm going to be speaking to Nahau in KZN. They're reacting to what Begum Mtolo said, saying that workers are lazy and caring attitude towards the public in general. I mean, what's your reaction to that? And they called him mad. That's what they called him, saying, you know, this man doesn't know what he's talking about. But here's the thing, right? This is not the first time that the ANC, for instance, has actually called out workers, public servants. I think you may remember on January 8th, the president didn't have nice things to say about 2 years ago about workers. And I think he said they were ipugupugu, my memory serves me. And I'm curious what makes Nahau this angry. But let's hear straight from them. Ayanda Zulu's Nahau, KZN Provincial Secretary. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much. Greetings to you and the listeners.
All right. The public statements made by Begum Mtolo saying that, you know, Nahau workers, in fact, are lazy. Public servants are lazy and uncaring towards the public. I want to know whether you think this is the attitude of the ANC in general, or you attribute it directly only to Mr. Mtolo.
Now, thank you once again. As now, I think we have seen that we have issued a media statement. We think that Mr. Mtolo is behaving like a madman. Mad person is the only mad person who can utter such words. You will remember that now, as a union, we have been in the forefront in many campaigns, campaigning in the public service crisis that workers are confronted with. Mm. If you go to Home Affairs, there's a shortage of staff. Mm. The state of the infrastructure, workers are working in unconducive environment. Technical network issues are always there. That result on long queues. Same applies when you go to SASA. Understaffing. The workers are working sometimes even in hall. They don't have even the place where they can call it a place to perform their duties. If you go to public hospital, the sacrifice that our members went through during COVID-19, many of them passed on the call of duty, and they made sure that we fight against the deadly virus. On top of that, public servants for the past 4 years have not been receiving the salary increases that are above inflation. So the sacrifice that is there, if you go to forensic pathology or mortuaries, our members, if you go to public health, in communities, the ambulances have been they are being hijacked, they are being killed. If you go, the same applies to mortuary cars. In mortuaries, our members are drivers. They also perform, they also ensure that during when the body is taken care of, it becomes their responsibility. Under extremely unconducive environment that threaten their own health and safety, but because it's the safest store in our community, they perform those duties. But people like Mr. Mtolo, who have got no appreciation on the state of public service, of which most of the ministers and MECs have said, Treasury, can you increase our budgets in our respective departments so that we can be able to employ more staff, improve infrastructure, buy more equipment, so that the work in the public service can happen. But people like Mr. Mtolo have got no appreciation. But we are not shocked with his attitude, because he is someone who does not value workers, and he thinks that workers are operating in isolation from the community, while workers are belonging in communities.
So, you know, to not to labor the point, but it is the Nehau who has been on a drive, as far as I can remember, quite recently, highlighting some of the issues that you've just been highlighting, that there are these issues which hamper service delivery. So just, I'm curious why you think then he would then go on the attack publicly, if these are issues that you yourselves have highlighted and these are issues that you're aware are hampering the efforts of your members.
Yeah, I think it's based on two things. Firstly, he has been moonlighting as a commissioner at the GPSSBC, is a bargaining council for public servants. So we objected his name as Nehau because of his conduct. In many platforms, he's always lambasted. He would always bust well. So as Nehau last week, he objected his name. As a result, he was removed as the commissioner. GPSSBC is like CCLA of the public servant. Two, Nehau had a long with Polkan School, which was, I think, you also followed as different media houses, where we were discussing the outcomes of the elections, the formation of the government of national unity, and what becomes our strategy going forward. Part of the issue is that when workers were saying, I see for each GNU, which, because of the class, our own analysis that other organizations that are participating in the GNU, they have already pronounced themselves on heightening austerity measures, downsizing the public service, and also cutting off some of the labor rights opposing NHI and the PDP. We said some of the organizations that are here that are problematic, therefore they are against our strategy for the National Democratic Revolution. So we are fighting with the ANC in terms of opposing the GNU, while quite a number of senior leaders of the ANC, including the Secretary General, address our National Political School. That is why in our statement we said, generally, we're not going to respond to him, but it's important that he put things into perspective.
Yes.
More especially, how does not only talk about the blood. There's a campaign that you call the Public Service Delivery Campaign of Now that connects our work that we do in the work. It's connected with communities. We say these are following issues that hamper service delivery. Can we work together with the community in ensuring first that we eliminate long queues in clinics? But how do you eliminate a queue if the entirety of the clinic have got one nurse? It has got no one who's performing the general administration work. There's no one also who's doing the basic maintenance and also is doing the basic general worker staff.
Yes.
So those are part of the programs that we have been driving as the National Union.
I just want to make the point that we have invited the ANC. They refused to comment. This is a conversation we're having on the back of ANC Provincial Secretary Bikem Dolo made some utterances about Nehau. Nehau has released a statement. That is why we're having this conversation with them. Mr. Zulu, if you don't mind, we've got a caller on the line who wants to ask you a question. Dada Sifudu, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Elspimelo and the comrade, how are you?
We good. How are you, Ntate Sifudi?
You know, Pimelo, the labor unions belonging to the Tripartite Alliance and the Communist Party by extension are just abuse partners by the ANC, you know. And this is not for the first time. And to me, this tripartite arrangement marriage has seen the best of its days, because ANC doesn't care about workers. They can just talk about Mtolo. I mean, 2020, we were denied the bargain increment that we agreed, the government agreed upon it.
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward, 2024, they told workers to vote for the same ANC. This is an abusive relationship, and if this tripartite alliance union are not careful, Pimelo, they are going to be destroyed by ANC, because ANC discredit them, ANC doesn't respect them, ANC has turned them into a doormat. And some of us have been saying this, and unfortunately, our comrades are not seeing this. They continue to allow themselves to be treated like doormat, and this issue, they must take it serious, because it's not only Mdolo. It's not only Mdolo. As you see, the President Ramaphosa said, and you know, disappointingly, this is the president that we were with while I was working in the mine, the founder member, a leader of NUM. But today, I can't even recognize him. But these repartite unions, they continue to follow this ANC. They continue to tell workers to vote for this ANC. And this ANC doesn't care. And we are poorer due to this arrangement. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Ntata Sifudi. Mr. Zulu, I mean, that's the sentiment coming from one of your members, saying, why do you continue to allow yourself to be abused by this alliance partner? You've mentioned yourself just now that, you know, you were unhappy about this government of national unity. You had concerns. So what's your response to that?
If you remember very well, NEHAU was one of the organizations, or one of the unions, leading unions in COSATU, that resolved, which later became a decision of COSATU to stay in 2024,
yes,
were going to support the SACP to contest for the election.
Mm.
You now know that the SACP opted that they will support the contestation through the reconfigured alliance led by the ANC.
Mm.
So that is why, at the end, after the SACP have denied us that they must contest, we said, for now, our stand for 2024, our option then becomes the ANC, but our choice is the SACP. That is why the call for the SACP to contest in 2026 is a call that we are going to continue to be pursuing as the union, based on the analysis that we have made, that in terms of the struggle of the National Democratic Revolution, but from where we are and the decision that we took before the election, I think it's the public knowledge that we did support the SACP to contest.
Let me go to Sandile in Kagiso. Sandile is also a NEHAU member. Good evening and welcome, Sandile.
Good evening, Sison. You know, you're not answering the question that the caller just raised, but I'm going to raise almost the same thing. You know, NEHAU, as Shingange was saying, they're bleeding members. They're still going to bleed members, because the one thing that they forget, that not everybody in NEHAU is an ANC member. But all the money that we pay every month for NEHAU, they are taking to support the ANC to campaign while they're getting abused. Senator Mkhunu once took the NEHAU to court. I've never seen this happening before, until it happened to NEHAU, when they go to court and said, we're not going to honor the agreement, and the court agreed with them. And a few months down the line, the judges got the increases themselves, but public sector workers didn't. And now kept quiet in other unions. When you go to the street and go to campaign and run in the streets, they go to the tables with the ANC, sit down and agree on something, they leave the workers on the ledge. And some of the workers lose their jobs because of that, while paying the subscription every month. They forget that we're not, all of us, not the ANC, but we don't have an alternative. As soon as people have an alternative, NEHAU is going to be there. They're going to die with the ANC. They see ANC dying. Now they are in cahoots with the DA. They still want to take the ANC to reconfigure this reconfiguration that I don't understand. It never happens, and it will never happen. All the ANC people are taking this NEHAU for granted when it suits them. As soon as the time for elections, how we'll be making noise with all the COSATU unions and saying we support this ANC with whose money? The workers' money. While at the same time, this ANC abuses the very same workers. How can you say you are better off with the ANC on the table than when you go to an attempt? Be in your position, stand on your own. I'm not sure why they are scared to stand on their own. I don't understand it. How do you take this abuse for so many years? Some of us, we want to get out of this now. And close the subscriptions, because we are poor as we are, but we are paying them thousands and millions of rands every month with all the workers that they have in their bag. And it's not nice to see that the people will tell you that we're supporting ANC, we're taking this money to support the very same ANC that is abusing us. The government of the ANC is a black government. They were not supposed to even struggle to negotiate with the ANC. One thing that they can take away from Jacob Zuma, with Jacob Zuma, we're getting what we wanted with this ANC. The Ramaphosa ANC, but I'm not going to blame the ANC. I'm blaming the Mehau unions, because they are workers' unions, not political parties, and they should realize that. As soon as they realize that, they will survive this South Africa.
Appreciate your call, Sindile. Mr. Zulu, do you want to respond to that? I suppose that somebody who's repeating the sentiments of the previous caller, but maybe you want to respond to that.
Yeah, no. Thank you. I think it's just a few issues. If you remember, Sindile, that last year, Nehao had a very strong strike in the public service. The only union that went on strike for 8 days.
Yes.
And the same thing also happened in 2020 when government reneged on Revolution Plan of 2018, where the only union in the height of COVID-19 that protested against the decision of government. But one thing that we must always clarify is that decisions in Nehau that are taken by workers themselves in the National Congress about our political posture, which I think I've already explained that the union in its Congress is resolved in terms of the electoral path and the political direction. Seeing from our inception 37 years ago, Nehau has always had an interest in terms of politics, with an understanding that the democratization of the workplace and the amendments of Labor Relations Act in 1995 came as a result of our democratic breakthrough. That is why we always take interest in the political issues. In 2021, took a decision as Nehau that while we support, but in terms of the campaign, we're not going to roll out the resources of the union, because the union does not have money, and because the employers have not been increasing salaries to workers, more especially government. And that decision was communicated to all members of the union, which is something that happened even in this election.
So if he does not withdraw his statements, what then happens, Mr. Zulu?
No, definitely, because the remarks that were made are defamatory. The union is going to take legal action, one, not two. We're going to use our power, because in the statement we've said we are declaring him a persona non grata, which means that wherever he is, he's not going to breathe, he's not going to be able to address up until he issues an apology to workers. Because this is happening for the second time. He did say during our strike last year, workers are hooligans, masquerading as workers. So we are demanding this apology, which must be made publicly, so that in future, you know that in many public service institutions, sometimes workers are beaten by community because of such utterances. That is why such utterances will never go unchallenged.
All right. I appreciate your time. Ayanda Sulu is Nahau, KZN Provincial Secretary there. Thank you so much for that. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have a conversation about the embattled Gauteng High Court Judge Nzwalo Makubele, that hearing today. And we'll talk to Mbikizeli Benjamin about what this is likely to be like. Is there an impeachment looming? We'll wait and see.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.